think he is. I
personally think that, you know, he's a friendly man. I think the British really ought to be friendly. They'd get a hell of a lot more so if they were trying to suck around the market so much. But Barber is a decent guy, and he knows we're trying to do the right
will
thing.
Will he support Barber in a showdown with the community, do you think? Or would he override Barber?
Override. It's my, when I say overriding, I don't, you know, I don't know a thing about the issue, but I think Keith is so committed. I mean, you know, after all, that's where he came in. He's a great common market guy and all the rest and so forth.
Well, my concern, Mr. President, is they all talk about, you know, they think the Atlantic system is essential, but they're so sure that it will remain anyway, that when it comes down to a choice between an action that strengthens the community, such as offering Romanian preferences, or an action that strengthens their relationship or doesn't hurt their relationship with us, they'll always decide on the action that's going to help the community and say, oh, well, we can take care of this later. And with the kind of climate that's building here on trade legislation, I must say,
let me ask you something about Spain. Would you think that we ought to get Wiley Buchanan after 6 months?
I think we have.
I mean, we really have a problem giving somebody over.
My suggestion is Rivera.
And Rivera, I'm sort of excited about that.
But I'd like to tell you why, Mr. President. We've got two economic problems with him. One, we're going to have to fight the community on giving preferences to everybody in Europe and the Mediterranean. And Spain will resent any action we take in that area and have threatened to retaliate with regard to our bases. Secondly, we have the shoe problem, which we're struggling with. And again, they would threaten to retaliate. It seems to me that we should try and protect ourselves if we're going to be forceful on the economic front by having an ambassador who knows the military problem, who knows Franco, and who can discuss the importance of that issue, rather than Wiley, who, I must say, I don't think would present our side of the argument with force. Yes, sir. Speaks Spanish, supposedly went in and spent an hour with Franco when he was there. And to remove Wiley after 6 months seems to me would exacerbate our problem with him that we now
have.
Undersecretary's group, and they do resolve battles.
Yeah.
And then we have a an operations group which gets the important secretaries, and that resolves certain battles. But if, given your instructions to avoid the confrontations when John was here, I haven't suggested that the council itself meet. For, that's one reason, because John had a different view. So, and George is just a delight to deal with.
George is a great team player.
Well, and he has a view, and he defends it vigorously, but he's so well grounded in what he
what he has to figure. He has to reconfigure that he has to rerun. He's willing to get in the ring with us and try to fight it out.
That's right, and he's willing to have the other people express an opinion, which John really didn't want to have happen. But that's meant that we have never, since I've been here, had an issue at your level. The second problem is that the council's too big. It's got 13 members and it has everybody in the world.
Oh my God, they even put Romney on, didn't they?
I think we kept him off.
You want to be on?
No doubt.
Volpe's on.
No, sir. I think they're about the three of them.
I saw a lot of people on Laird.
Laird is on it. Dave Kennedy's on it. And all sorts of people.
Christ, they chose Kennedy on it for him.
Because he thinks he has his big voice in economic policy in Europe. But the people who count are Schultz, and Rogers, Kissinger, Peterson, and Stein.
That's all.
Would you like to meet with those people?
That'd be useful. Yeah. But I don't know the others. There's no reason to have Dave Kennedy and Chris. I mean, they're great guys, but they aren't in the line of operation. Each of these will make decisions and will give advice. I think it'd be a very useful thing. But I would say let's get a goddamn good attendant.
All right.
In terms of, now there are some things where we have some problems, and the main thing is to get, we got to get Riders going over into some position of reason. Maybe Schultz can work on it, because Steve is really hungry, pretty bad here.
He has a staff member for this problem. That's his problem. That's his real
appropriation. I mean, such problems, you know, I mean, we have everything. I am constantly watching the situation in regard to getting loans to India now, places and they're kicking us around.
Iraq. Iraq. He wouldn't even delay the loan to Iraq at our request.
He would not.
He would not delay it for a week. Even though we had
it.
Sir, I'm afraid you reappointed him for 5 years. Yes, sir. So, but we voted against, and maybe you'll be less likely to press that. The Rogers alternative is who wants to have meetings with the council, knowing he wouldn't be there to have him chair. I would rather have the smaller meetings rather than have Bill chair as the vice chair.
Staff, and also if he would take the position that we, that he knows the administration leans to, that would be fine. But he just needs to, he doesn't come prepared to these damn meetings. And also, his attitude is not one that's tough enough on our side. Is this correct or not?
In my view, that's correct. That's correct.
Almost everybody else thinks so.
Yes, sir. So he's alone all the time, and that's an unnecessary confrontation. But in a,
well, anyway, I don't know, but on this McNamara thing, I am really shocked after reappointing it. That can't be true. I'm sure the most
on the Iraq loan?
No.
You mean on
reappointing the son of a bitch? Kissinger talked me into that. Kissinger and Connolly, actually. But oh, McNamara's going to get it anyways. We may as well support him. Is that true?
I don't know whether you would have gotten it anyway. We have a big chunk of the votes. I'm surprised if that's the case.
All right. Todd Hilbert.
Well, he did give us some important support on Vietnam.
No.
The subject, the real problem.
Oh, Henry, I didn't just want to tell you something. What you said. We, I didn't want to hear this because it's going to involve your situation very much.
So
this goddamn council, follow me, I'm just going to say the
he claimed he had never taken that position with you, or sent you a memo to that. Send up if we want to go forward with negotiations next year. trade legislation. It'll be tough to get it through. It'll have to go up early. It'll go to the Ways and Means Committee. It's going to conflict with any major initiative in tax legislation that you're going to want to send up. So there's going to be a major political question as to which goes up first. If you want to delay tax legislation, the thing to do is to send up the trade legislation, first crack out of the box when the Congress gets back, and then come up with trade later. That's off some time, but it's going to be a... When we talk about what we're going to do in the tax area, we have to keep in mind the necessity of getting some trade authority. One other thing, Mr. President, on Russia, I'm convinced that when Pete goes over there, from a purely economic point of view, we can get a deal that is good for us, it'll be good for them. There'll be no, that we can get a deal that the people here will say, yeah, that's a pretty good deal, and that the Congress will be satisfied with. So the question here is not an economic question, what the interest rate should be. It's a political question. Any deal will have elements that will take months to bring into fruition, so there will continue to be some string on them. But you are going to have to decide whether the relations are such that you want a reasonably good deal, or whether they're such that you want to make them stretch to get a deal or not have a deal, or whether you want to reward them and be easy with them.
When does he leave?
He'll be going about the 7th, currently set up for the 17th of July.
Let me say this. It has to be tied to politics, but I don't want people to know that. I mean, he sort of knows it, but I don't want to rob him or Bob. I think what ought to happen is that as we get a little closer to that date, that Henry and you and I'll sit down, and we'll sort of give you a signal.
Unless you think Crable isn't a particularly effective fellow.
Crable?
Yes.
Crable.
I mean, send up a whole package that's going to include some career and some non-career. Sell a Greenwald as career.
Well, you mean send them to the Congress?
Send the, all the names up to the Congress.
And the idea that you feel the Congress might approve these or not?
I have asked McGregor, and McGregor's feeling is that if we don't have any flagrant givers, and John Crable's not a flagrant giver,
he's
a worker, that we can get the whole package of them. Whereas if we leave them empty, we'll be accused of just sitting there and doing nothing.
Rivera or Spain.
Right.
Good.
Holland. Ambassador Gould's been in Luxembourg. Bill Mittendorf's coming back. Gould we have to keep. We're looking for a place for Mrs. Farkas. She is going to shut it down big.
Who's Mrs. Farkas?
Mrs. Farkas is the wife of the guy who runs Alexander's department store in New York. He's a Democrat.
Is she capable?
She's exceedingly capable. She's a woman. She's a Democrat.
Where do you want to go, Luxembourg?
Well, yes.
Send her to Luxembourg, the other guy to Holland.
The other guy to Holland.
Who?
Pakistan.
Is she Jewish?
She sure is.
Great
boy, she's Jewish.
Great one.
Pakistan. Roger said he talked to you about this fellow, Newman, who's been in Afghanistan.
Okay.
And he said Henry agreed that you just don't think he...
It really had, well, Roger raises the point that after all, Newman is, there was a Kennedy man. And for us, it's actually in Kennedy later.
And for you in 62, but for Kennedy in 64. And Hunter Reynolds.
Who knows? Well, Roger doesn't want him.
He really doesn't want him.
Well,
I've thought about and checked it with Henry, is McCumber. Yes, I think they can spare him over there. We have to see who they
are. I just think McCumber is so valuable to keep this damn State Department. You know, if they get out of line, we got to have him. Well, I wouldn't lead in that. You know what I mean? During the campaign, some jackass will be saying something.
Well, they want a fellow by the name of Iles, who's just another career.
No, no career.
And we don't have it
in Pakistan.
In Pakistan.
No career.
I don't have a candidate for you. They've got a guy by the name of Mendenhall for the Malagasy Republic. That used to be a non-career, but I suggest we give it to him. We had problems there. Remember, they threw Tony Marshall out. So if you don't care.
Pakistan, he is a very tough one because I
he kind of whacked some of these things occasionally.
I don't give a shit about that. That's on the economic side. Bush
stay more than a year?
Yes, sir. Tom, it's very important, sir. They need to have a friend of the president there.
Right. All right. Admitting that it's a watering spot.
Huh?
Having to admit it's no watering spot.
No, sir. It's a hard-earned spot. Terribly important necessity.
All right. Bangladesh.
Wouldn't be a place where our banker friend in New York would go, would it?
Yeah.
We've always felt so badly that we've never been able to do anything for...
Oh, Hoyt Amidon?
No. No, Hoyt's been over here.
All right.
No. Chase Man.
Georgia Champion. Well, you know, he was offered, I offered him at your direction, Canada. No, he turned it down. I haven't seen George for a while.
Well,
I don't think so.
No, he's
not a
good
one. You remember George Landau from Spain.
At least he was then.
Yeah.
What are they playing for?
Bangladesh. And,
fine.
And Henry has some real reservations, but I'm not sure his reservations are as valid as he suggests. So, can I tell him you remember him as being fine?
He's totally loyal, I think, to me. He will be totally loyal to me. If I call him in, I have to see him. But I have to know if he's coming as a personal friend of mine.
Good. For your... Just thinking about it. We have leads as Australia, Denmark, Italy, Jamaica, New Zealand, Spain, Sweden, Poland, Portugal, and the OECD after the election.
When I wait in Poland, I think we're sending somebody there.
Are we to take Cecil's place?
Who the hell was it? No, no, Cecil is being pulled out of Poland to take...
He's taking Hillenbrand's place.
Hillenbrand's place here. All right, keep Poland open.
All right. Well, I think that little package... And there's nobody there that's a big contributor. But our real problem remains right now in Pakistan.
I understand. Well, George, Fred Marshall, maybe you're not well.
No.
But
he may be sick. I couldn't believe he's surprised.
Just callous and cynical about
Somebody, I suppose, reads it.
What?
Somebody reads it.
No, I mean, I don't know.
Thank you, Mr. President.
It's the main thing here, Jason, is to keep very close to him. He'll try to operate it. He must have will.
He's hard to get.
He's hard to get. It's not even just get him. Sort of say, well, I was running by the presence and all the important things and that important, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Because a lot of those things do have political overtones. The other thing is that we have to make the judgment on these foreign economic things on a political basis. And I frankly would rather have that limited to you, Henry, and myself, rather than with Peterson. I don't mean that I have any reason not to trust Peterson, but I just know that he's being
then before we have this meeting of the executive committee on how we approach Europe, we better decide ahead of time what position.
I think we ought to decide ahead of time between maybe Henry, you and me, and Schultz.
Right.
That we should decide that, and then call the others in and tell them that sort of thing should not be decided in a meeting. It should be decided before.
Good.
I think Schultz should be on. Schultz is a reasonable man. It's true.
Thank you.
Thank you.